Let's have a chat to Rugby Union as we wrap up the show, George, with James Hanson, hooker for the Melbourne Rebels. Good morning, dear James.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Probably a little bit better than you guys at the moment. It hasn't been the best of years for the Rebels, and they suffered another loss last night, 47-10 to the Lions at Amy Park yesterday.
Yeah, look, it hasn't been a good run. We haven't been happy with the results, and definitely how we've been playing. But, I think, in the next few weeks, we've got some key guys coming back from injury, so hopefully, we'll be in good stead.
James, have we heard any more about whether we're in or out for the new season?
No, there hasn't been an announcement, and it could possibly go on for another few more weeks. So
as a team, we've
kind of tried to put it, as much as it's been a distraction, we've tried to put it aside for the minute. And at the moment, we've got bigger tasks ahead with the results at the moment.
Yeah, you're playing your former team, the Reds, next week, mate.
Yeah. So
a little bit of info, inside info.
Oh, mate, not too much. A lot of guys that I used to play with have moved on as well. So, that's the game. But as crazy as it is, we've as much as we've been, putting in some pretty average performances. The Australian teams aren't doing too well at the moment. And in the next few weeks, we've got Queensland and New South Wales. And if we get good wins there, then there's a possibility that we might. Still be able to make finals.
Mate, is it cyclical for us, for the Australian teams, or is there a malaise in the way we're playing the game?
No, I think it's a combination of things. I think if you look across all the teams, it is young groups. We've had an exodus of players leaving overseas, and I think if this stuff doesn't get sorted out quickly, there could be even more players going overseas. So I think if we do have a lot of talent here. We've just got to be able to keep it.
Have you been able to put your finger on, for Rebels fans, what has been the major issue for the club over the last 3 or 4 months?
No, I just think that consistency. Like I don't think we've put the same team together week to week for the whole year, pretty much. So it's just finding those combinations. And, once we do get those injuries back and get everyone playing back to back, I think it's just getting those little combinations. Because at the moment, you can't fault the effort and you can't fault the work rate the blokes are doing. It's just purely execution and some skill errors.
And confidence.
Exactly.
Hey, James, thanks for your time, mate, on a difficult morning after a loss, of course, from yesterday, that 47-10 loss to the Lions. Hopefully you can all turn around against the Reds next week, and you can catch the Reds and the Rebels at Amy Park next Saturday night from 7:45. Appreciate your time, mate.
That'd be great.
Cheers, all the best, guys. James.
Good on, James. James Hanson joining us, the hooker for the Melbourne Rebels, who just haven't had a good year at all.
Oh, it's been awful. It's been the year from hell, and they've had the sword of Damocles about whether they will be in the competition next year or will it be the force. So it's really tough for the players and the playing group to keep their focus on what's happening in the pitch.